5.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I deliver it every day. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender. Lucas Smith is in the house, your home sold guaranteed realty. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Ron. I appreciate you having me. And just because we have no real boundaries doesn't mean you can have your hand on my knee during the show.
Oh, well, we're going there today. Huh? We're going to go there today.
I thought we were going to have a fun show.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Okay, we're ready for Lucas today. I mean, but just remember, everybody, I have the mute button. Just remember, that's the number. Let me remind you, if ever any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And of course, it's a beautiful day right here in Southern California, so we're going to celebrate. I don't know about this one, Barbie and Barney Backlash Day.
It is what it is.
And Lucas brought his Barney doll with him there, so we don't want to cause any trouble there. It's also, for those of us that have beaten anorexia, it is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day. Okay, I'll go with that one. Anything covered? Most anything covered in chocolate sounds like a winner to me. That's a good news right there. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 46 points. Why? S&P 500 is up 7.22, NASDAQ up 47 and a quarter. Oil, why is oil up 5 cents a barrel when we had so much extra oil in the reserves this morning? We'll figure that one out for you. U.S. 10-year Treasury is up 1 basis point, coming back down from where it was earlier in the day. That's going to be a good news for interest rates, but none of it matters until 11 o'clock today. And then at 11:30 today, that's the 2 times when we'll really have anything to say about interest rates today. That is when the Federal Reserve, 11 o'clock, they make their announcement. And then if you, that didn't put you to sleep, at 11:30 California time, we'll actually get to hear the press conference with Jerome Powell. Have you ever listened to a Federal Reserve chairman and their press conferences? Have you ever gone to see a Federal Reserve chairman in person? Well, if you want to find the way to take care of insomnia, I went many years ago and saw Alan Greenspan. And man, guy's brilliant, but he could put the best of us to sleep. Just amazing. But again, just a very, very fascinating opportunity. Whenever you, if you get, I mean, think about these guys. They are on the very top of the food chain with how much they know, how much is going on in the world. So just think about if you ever get that opportunity, I would highly recommend going and checking it out. So why is all of this happening? That's the question. Why the big changes? And I'll tell you exactly what's going on. So here's the issue. We got a poor report on retail sales today. Well, when you've got the governments closing down people, not letting them work, although there are some that are working, but when the government is trying to shut people out of making a living, well, how do you get higher retail sales? People are trying to figure out how are we going to pay for food. They don't want to be given everything. I submit that very few people want all these handouts that the government's talking about. Now, the government, on the other hand, they want to give you all the handouts because they want to control you. That's their whole issue. So if you don't want to be controlled, well, then you can't take the government handouts, but the government doesn't want you to work. So what do? Peaceful protests. So I just put a sign out on my door that says peacefully protesting. We're here working. Just throw that out there for you. That's a little bit of information on that. So we have oil growing. We have retail sales down. On the other side of the coin, they're looking at another bailout from Washington. McConnell says that they're moving right along on another stimulus package. Yes, you are going to have to pay for it. Yes, it's going to come out of your pocket. Yes, our purchasing power is not going to be as great. All of those things are the facts. If you're not following it, I mean, if you wanted that check, that's where it's going to. That's why I won't tell you what to do, but I will tell you that I have signed the recall notice. But I've signed it about 4 times just in case they don't remember me. I just want to make sure that they understand that I am in favor of getting rid of Newsom. Send him back to the French Laundry. Let him have another $15,000 dinner. Right? I don't know about you. Other than Lucas, I don't know anybody that can go to the French Laundry with 12 people and have dinner for $15,000. That's just out of my budget range right there, so I'm just going to let you in on that part of it. What else is going on here in the market? We're watching Joe Biden. That's another fascinating story, because you're not going to see this on the Lame Street Media. They don't want you to know this. But Joe Biden, look at this one. So after he gives his acceptance speech as being the president-elect, he gets a really, really tough question asked of him. And it's the second time he's been asked this question. What do you know about your son's involvement in Burisma being paid off by China? And his response was, first time, very, very proud of his son. Got it. So you're proud of your son being a traitor to the U.S. I get it. And you're proud of being paid off by the Chinese government, the Ukrainian government. Got it. Well, after his speech, Peter Ducey, Fox News, asked him the same question again. And his comment was, thank you for I got to love it when my phones keep going off and I can't figure out where the heck all these ringers are coming. It's usually my head where the ringers are coming from, right? I mean, it's...
I thought that was just voices.
Yeah, voices in my head. Exactly. Eventually, I'll figure out which one of these lines are ringing and we'll get it turned off here. But in any event, moving right along. Let's see what else we've got going here. So Peter Ducey says, what are your thoughts about this now? And he says, well, thanks for the congratulations. Is that giving us a lead-in as to what the Biden administration will be like down the road? Do you think we're going to ever get any straight information from the Biden administration? I just question that part of it. But hey, you know something? I heard on one news channel that Mayor Pete Buttigieg is going to be Secretary of State. On another one, it was Secretary of Energy. Where do the qualifications come from on these things? Right? I mean, he's been the mayor of a small town and half the population didn't even like him there.
Well, the bar is set pretty low, Ron. I mean, look at our vice president.
I don't want to go there. We can only get ourselves in trouble. Anything we say can and will be held against us for the rest of our lives.
I'm okay with that.
So Lindsey Graham is out there. He's saying he wants a special counsel to investigate the Bidens. Will it happen? I don't know. It could. I think, this is just a supposition on my part. I think the president wants it. I think that William Barr was not willing to do it. And I think that's why William Barr decided that he was going to resign. Just throw that out there. Biden out there also asking for unity. I love this one. You listen to all of the talking heads right now, and I do watch a lot of different stations, all talking about unity, that we should all rally behind the new president. After the last 4 years, is that really what they think is going to happen? I just throw that out there for you, but you know, I don't know if that's really going to happen. I know that there's many people that are still questioning what went on, even in the state of Michigan, where election irregularities prompt a deeper investigation by an oversight panel. Does that surprise anybody?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So Michigan panel granted subpoena power to continue election probe Michigan's legislation. That's after, if you remember this one, just think about this. Could you imagine? So there is a battle right now in Michigan, and they lock, going to the Electoral College, the sheriffs and the legislation lock out part of the people who are supposed to be going to vote. Does that give you any confidence that the vote was done any better? I throw that out there for you because, again, you're probably not seeing this on the mainstream media. And how about this one? I did just share this one on some of our social channels. I don't know if it's been taken down already, but 50 times, New York study, you are 50 times more likely to catch the coronavirus at home versus outdoor dining at a restaurant. 50 times. I wonder if our governor in California can read New York paper. I don't know, but we'll see. But maybe I just wonder here because I know that our new district attorney in Los Angeles, George Gascon, he's not gonna press charges on anything. I think he'll press charges on people indoor dining. And the judge here in Orange County wants the sheriff to release 1,800 felons. Where does that come about? I like the idea. I don't know if it's going to hold true, but I did hear Sheriff Barnes say that he was going to let the judge decide who should be let out early, as opposed to him just saying, I'm going to let some murderers go on my watch. If the judge orders it, you know, let it be on the judge. Fascinating information. It's going to be fascinating to watch how all these things go down in Calizuela as well as other states. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, three reasons to be optimistic about real estate 2021. Spaving. What is it and how to avoid it? And we're going to also talk about, are there foreclosures on our horizon? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
State Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert Ron Siegel. The purpose of this show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly cares about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit realestateradiowithron.com for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Dreaming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next loan, when you're ready to buy a new home, when you're ready to debt consolidation, maybe you're tired of paying an excessive interest rate, you want to reduce your home payments, Geneva Financial. They've got all the programs. Let's see what's going on in the marketplace. The Dow now down 45 points. NASDAQ up 50 points. S&P 500 up 7 points. 10-year Treasury, that is flat now, so it's come all the way back down. And the mortgage-backed security is now down 8 basis points. As I mentioned to you earlier, whenever the bond on the mortgage-backed security goes down, that means interest rates are up, but it's just a little bit. So don't worry about that right now. I'm not recommending, unless you're ready to close on a piece of property, unless you're really on or close on a refinance, we're recommending all of our families float your loans right now. Now, that could change at 11 o'clock, so our team may be calling a dozen people at 5 minutes after 11 to get to change that. But that's why you want somebody that understands the market. So why is all of this happening? Well, it's tempering optimism was a weak retail sales report showing just how bad the economy needs more stimulus to bridge the gap until the vaccines are widely deployed. Headline retail sales fell 1.1%, which was much worse than the 0.3% drop expected. Core retail sales in November fell 0.5%, which was much lower than the 0.2% gain expected. Adding to the weakness, October was revised down by 0.2%. As a result, expect a cut to Q4 GDP forecasts. Should a stimulus deal get passed, we can likely expect these figures to improve in the coming months. Mortgage Bankers Association released their mortgage application data for last week, showing that overall application volume increased by 1.1% from the previous week. Refinances up 1% last week are now 105% higher year over year. Purchase volume was up 2% last week, 27% higher than last year. The refinance share of mortgage activity increased from 72 to 72.7% of all loans. Interest rates, as measured by the Mortgage Bankers Association, decreased from 2.9 to 2.85. Again, you have to remember, there's always a fraction of points built into that. But this is about 1 1/8 points lower than it was last year this time. What's that mean? Well, if the appreciation has gone up, interest rates have gone down, and you bought a home last year, there's a likelihood that you might be able to lower your interest rate and maybe even get rid of your mortgage insurance if you didn't put a full 20% down. That's why you need to make the call. National Association of Home Builders, their housing market index fell by 4 points. If you are watching CNBC, as always, you're going to get bad information from Diana Olick, right? Next time she gets something right, it'll be the first time. But she's out there telling people that The NAHB housing market index fell, so real estate is on the way down. Well, it fell all the way from 92 to 86 or 85. What does that mean? Well, it's an index, so it goes on a range of 1 to 100. Anything over 50 is expansion. So it fell by 4 points from 92. So that means it's only at almost a record high since 1985. I mean, where does Diana Ola get her information? I mean, she must be, I'm not sure they can even feed the teleprompter properly for her. I mean, I just don't get it. But people are listening to her and causing problems. And if you want to understand the other issue that she's misleading people about, home affordability, watch our socials. We're going to be putting out a piece in the next, probably today or tomorrow, showing you exactly why home affordability is actually doing better than it's been. I guess in the last 20 years, there's only about 6 years that it was better than it is today. And that was basically all because of distressed sales. Bad information in the media drives me crazy. But I guess that's a short trip, some people say. You'll get that one later. That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Geneva, they've got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. Chatting this morning, Lucas Smith is in the house, your home sold guaranteed realty. And if you're watching us on any of our social channels or the KMET AM 1490 ABC News and Talk video, you're going to see that Lucas has almost lost his hair listening to my monologue this morning and all of the things that are going on there, because everyone that knows Lucas will know that, I mean, he's been sitting here quietly and patiently. Not the norm for Lucas Smith.
Negatory guest writer. Nowhere near the norm.
So let's talk real estate. Actually, we can talk about whatever you want. It's almost the holiday time. And, you know, we can talk about anything you want to talk about today.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, and he sings, too. I hope he doesn't start dancing, because we might have a little problem here. I know I had something here for him, but... there we go.
I thought it was the mute button, Ron.
I have that one, too, but for... A little better. So what's going on, buddy?
Just the market's off the hook, man. The housing market is fantastic, right? The cure for anything you hear on the news is just turn it off, because it's all false anyway.
It's probably other than this station, right? But you're right. I mean, it's crazy how much bad information is out there. And, you know, you look at the numbers that I just reported from the Mortgage Bankers Association with how real estate and new home sales are going, and resale sales, right, home purchases. And you think about that happening all in light that inventory is down, 17% year over year?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, there's the inventory's through the floor. Purchases are through the roof. Interest rates are low. And I, by the way, my bet is that the Fed will announce they will remain low. That's not fact yet.
Well, that's, you know, something I think you're 100% correct. And I don't think there's any question about that. The big question is, are they going to start buying more long-term bonds, or are they going to start releasing some of the shorts to buy longs? So that's really what our question. That's why the statement will be more important, because you're right. They're not going to change the rates.
Right.
Right. So that's nothing's going to happen on the rate side. But the fact is that, you know, through our digital marketing, we promote a lot of properties, right, through our private clients and our team. Mm-hmm. And the biggest problem I even have in promoting properties, and I don't sell real estate, right? I'm just a numbers guy. But we do help agents promote their properties. The biggest problem is, before my team can get an ad put up, the property's sold.
Yeah, there's 15 offers on it.
Right.
It doesn't even go on the market.
So that's what. It doesn't go on the market. So are you finding that you, with the amount of people that you've got in your network who are buyers there, that if somebody calls you to sell a property, you might even have a buyer already?
That's our first step, is to promote it to our pool of buyers who are already working with us and see if we have an interested buyer already in that pool. And quite often that's the case,
which makes it a lot better, because then I don't have to set up my house as a museum.
Right.
Right. Because that's one of the biggies that we all hate, is no one wants their house to be a museum. Right. You don't want to have people coming through, especially at the holidays and showings and all that.
If you yeah. can,
If you can show it one time and that person likes it.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
That's it. And that's the goal. It's always we're going to do one showing. Right. And there's a lot of concern over COVID and a lot of things going on in the world.
Rightly so.
It's always COVID friendly. Sure. Right. We always
what does COVID friendly mean?
I love my COVID friendly showing window. So COVID friendly simply means that we take precautions. We only let one group in at a time, right? We sanitize the house before, sanitize the house after. Everything's already open, right? There's no doors that you need to open or nothing you necessarily need to touch because the whole house is already open for walking through.
Okay.
Right? So people can walk through, they can get the experience of it, right? And cycle out through a different entrance, and then we let the next people through.
Okay, that makes sense, right? So it makes it a lot easier that way. That way you've got a whole new sense of security for the sellers.
For the sellers, correct.
Right, because if I was a buyer and you'd already set up everything for me to walk through where everything's open, unless there's something that's missed, right? I mean, I don't need to touch a thing. I can put my hands in my pockets, walk through there. I've got my mask on. I know some people use the booties, some don't because of people slipping. We've got to be careful of that. But I don't have to touch anything, so the sellers don't have to worry about that.
Correct. Correct.
And then you're saying you're sanitizing it too.
Yeah.
But what does that mean? So it's like a sanitizing spray or something you use?
Yeah, you use a sanitizing spray or a sanitizing wipe. You go through all the most common areas where people might have touched, right, before and after, in order to keep it safe for everybody. Right.
So it's just
keep everybody's peace of mind. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. No, that makes a whole lot of sense. So the idea there also is I'm going to go out on a limb here because I am not a doctor. I do not play one on TV. But
I wear a mask, though, and gloves. I have a mask and gloves, so, you know, we could play doctor.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds like serious trouble here. But the whole concept here is I think that with all of these precautions people are taking, I think we might have one of the lightest flu seasons ever.
Flu is non-existent. It's gone away. It's amazing. We've cured the flu.
Right? I mean, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that we're just doing what people have said right along, right? We're covering our mouth. We've got we're washing our hands more often. So there may be a silver lining on this after all. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Three reasons to be optimistic about real estate in 2021. Spaving, what is it and how to avoid it? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Oh, yeah, we've got a featured home today brought to you by mysocallender.com. All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
We're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you, and to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564. more.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 2170-37. RonIsMyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. The Digest tells you everything the county recorder knows about your property. It'll tell you everything the market believes about your property. Best of all, you get a report from us once a month, and it is free. Just look at your, all you have to do is look at your email. It's going to come to your email every month and give you all that data, tell you if your property appreciated in value this month. Got a lot of analytics in there to help with that. So, three reasons to be optimistic about real estate in 2021, and I'm going to share a lot of this information with you, try and go through it quickly, and then Lucas and I will chat maybe a little bit about it. This year will be remembered for many reasons, and optimism is one thing that's been in short supply since the spring. We're experiencing a global pandemic, surprise, surprise, social unrest, an economic downturn, natural disasters, just to name a few. The challenges brought on by the health crisis have also forced many homeowners to reevaluate their space and what they need in a home going into 2021. So, experts are forecasting that next year is one in which we can be optimistic about real estate for three key reasons. Number one, the economy is expected to continue improving. Tim Dewey from the University of Oregon puts it this way, quote, "There's nothing fundamentally broken in the economy that needs to heal. There was no obvious financial bubble driving excessive activity in any one economic sector when the pandemic hit. With COVID-19 cases surging again, it is understandably hard to look optimistically to the other side of this winter. Don't let the near-term challenges distract from the economic stage being set for the next 4 years," unquote. Interest rates. Lucas and I talked about that a little bit earlier, that we shared a little bit of information with that. I'm going to give you a little bit more information on that. And again, if you're watching us on any of our social channels, RonSiegelRadio.tv or the AM 1490 KMET ABC News and Talk video, you're seeing a chart right now. In the latest projections from Freddie Mac, interest rates for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage are expected to remain at or near 3% next year. These low rates will continue to make homes more affordable, driving demand for housing in 2021. And you can see where the rates have gone, what they've done. And we're about at all-time lows right now. Number three, future home sales are forecasted to grow. While the economy improves and interest rates remain low, homes are also expected to continue appreciating as more people buy in the coming year. Danielle Hale, chief economist at Realtor.com, says, quote, "We expect home sales in 2021 to come in 7% above 2020 levels, following a more normal seasonal trend in building momentum through the spring and sustaining the pace in the second half of the year." Bottom line, experts forecast that buyers and sellers are going to be active in 2021. If you've thought about buying or selling your home this year but have held off, why? Now may be the time to take advantage of this market. Let's chat about it and see what makes sense for you and your family. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Chatting this morning, Lucas Smith is in the house. We chat real estate every once in a while, and we get off on tangents. We go down rabbit trails. But you know, it seems to me that, you know, I look at these projections that are coming out from companies saying that 2020 real estate should be a stellar year. And if we just had a little inventory, I mean, it could almost be like self-fulfilling.
Well, and I think that problem is going to work itself out, Ron. And here's why. A couple of key reasons. So I think that one of the things that came out of this whole pandemic, we'll call it a pandemic, not a plandemic, was that companies realized how little they actually needed a lot of key employees to come into work, right? So that person who has to own in Rosemead so that they can commute to downtown LA no longer has to. Right. So they can sell the 1950s, 1500 square foot house that they've been living in Rosemead, and they can move to Eastvale, put $100,000 in their pocket profit and buy something that's 4,500 square feet. Right. With a nice home office and a pool.
Or if you're Larry Ellison, you get rid of your California holdings, you move your company to Austin, Texas, and being you already own 98% of Lanai in Hawaii.
That's the second reason. Let me get to that. Okay. So I think that a lot of companies are realizing that more people can work remotely and more people can work remotely more often. So we're going to see a lot of people moving towards suburbs and out to areas where there's more room to build. So we're going to see builders increasing out there. I think that's going to happen. And that's going to cause some inventory to free up. I think the other reason is a lot of people are sick of California. There's a lot of companies moving out of California. There's just a lot of people who are tired of it, right? And those people are going to be moving out of California. So I think we're going to see some inventory from that as well.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot then. If people are moving out of California, and if people are moving, as you suggest in your example, from Rosemead to Eastvale, mm-hmm. Does that mean that property values in Eastvale might be dropping?
Well, if the demand increases, why would the values drop?
I'm sorry, I just meant the other way around. In Rosemead, with those.
You know, I think it's always a high demand area. Okay. I think we'll see some leveling, right? And I think we're going to see some leveling in pricing anyway. I think that's something we're going to see in 2021 is some leveling off of pricing across the board. While still getting some increases. It's just not going to rock it up as it has in the last 6 months.
So we might see that the Rosemead property in this example might be flat, not appreciating as much.
Correct.
But if you've got all that demand out there.
Eastvale's going to go up. Yeah.
Sure. And really, when you think about it, why wouldn't you want to? I mean, if you don't have to go to Los Angeles, you don't have to fight that 91 traffic or whatever, the 15 or the 60 or any of those. Right. Why wouldn't you do it?
Why would you want to?
Right.
Yeah. I was born in Alhambra. I lived in Pasadena until I was 12. You know, I lived there in my late 20s. I'd never want to go back.
Right.
Ever.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But you know something, and I'm looking here that a site that I use all the time that kind of just follows exactly what you were just saying about the other part of it, people leaving California. So if you ever want to check this out, howmoneywalks.com, howmoneywalks.com. And it's a site you can press on any state, any county, and it tells you about where people are going to and where people are leaving for. So for California, $16.95 billion in adjusted gross income goes to Nevada, $12.25 billion goes to Texas, $11.98 billion goes to Arizona, $10.34 billion to Oregon, and $9.63 billion to Washington. On the flip side, $7.8 billion comes to California from New York. Can understand that one.
Yeah, no big surprise there.
5.47 from Illinois and 3.89 from New Jersey. But if you notice, every digit that every number that I referenced that was leaving was greater than the largest number that was coming.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So it just reinforces exactly what you're saying. And some people then come back and they say, well, but our population is growing. It tells us the population is growing with less income, less money.
Right? Because those people who are leaving are people who own businesses. They're people who don't want to pay California's taxes anymore.
Sure.
Right?
We're going to tax the wealthy, but the wealthy just left.
Yeah. Yeah. They're people who like freedom. Oh,
We don't want to be here in Calizuela. Right? Also, yeah. Those things make sense.
Yeah.
Right. So I you know, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying. So just by the calendar turning, it's going to be simple. As the vaccine comes out, people are more comfortable going out and about, whether they're taking the vaccine or not. But and more people realize that you've got a 99.8% survival rate from the virus. Right, people are going to say, "Okay, I can start living again."
Right,
I can, but I learned, right? I don't need to be in that office with another 500 people. And as a business owner, the business owner is saying, "My reduction in productivity, which I think there probably is from remote working, but my reduction in productivity is offset by my lower overhead costs."
Right, because I no longer have to rent this 50,000 square foot office space. Right. I can cut that way down, still have some office space. Now, that's probably going to have an effect on commercial real estate. And I think we're seeing it already.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it makes sense that it would. I didn't know that we're already seeing it. So that's an interesting part of it right there, too. So people are realizing they can work remote. And instead of wanting that loft, you know, a multi-story loft where I'm living with, you know, in a cubbyhole. Right. Basically, now I can go and I can go get that. What you said, 4,000 foot house on a 12,000 foot lot in East Vale, Irvine. You're going to get that 4,000 foot house on a 5,000 foot lot.
East Vale, similar 6,000 to 7,000 square foot lots, just so you know.
But oh, is it?
Like huge houses, right?
Okay, so they're still stacked on top.
Half the price of Irvine.
Half.
Yeah.
Wow. And what's the drive time? Go from Irvine to, if I want to go to the beach from
East Vale, which is just north of Corona, it's 45 minutes.
Okay, not bad. So interesting stuff right there. So that's very logical as to why people are going to be looking at moving. And like you said, you can put some of that money back in your pocket.
Right.
What do you do with that? Maybe buy an investment property?
You're going to buy some investment property. You're going to put it in the stock market, which is going to continue to go up because our economy is great. Thank you, President Trump.
I guess we got a Trump honk here. That's okay. Hey, we got to. Let's get.
Was that wrong? Should I have not said that wrong?
Hey, you know something? As long as it doesn't get the FTC on our back, I don't mind. Hey, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got that featured home brought to you by mysocallender.com. All that and more. You can reach me anytime off air. Number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and DKLBRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The featured home segment today being brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. MySoCalLender.com. They've got all the information you want on any property right here in Southern California. And today's featured home, speaking of Irvine, as I was a little bit ago with Lucas, 42 Silver Oak in Irvine. Five bedrooms, three full bathrooms, one of the best design homes in Irvine, and could include all furnishings. Make 42 Silver Oak a done deal, priced $50,000 below the last sale of... not going to tell you right now. And that was next door at 44 Silver Oak. Absolutely stunning use of colors, design, upgrades, plus best of all, positively feng shui. South-facing door on a quiet family cul-de-sac. Absolutely stunning contemporary design, upgraded home with one of the best locations. I think he's repeating all this stuff. Hey, here's the price. It could be yours if the price is right. Ready for this? $1,429,888. But let's look at the numbers further. 30-year loan, 10% down. You're looking at principal and interest of $55.12 a month. 20% down, $4,900 a month. And as I share with you always, don't forget it because you hear it first. You hear it always on Ron Siegel Radio. Strategy beats rate always. Strategy beats rate always. So if you go the strategic route, with 25% down, your payment could be $4,300. Now, for those of you keeping score and the compliance people, that would be a 3.327 APR, 3.225 APR, and a 2.825 APR. Those are all 30-year loans. 30-year loans. Think about that. NMLS 217037. Got to keep all those guys happy. Want more information on this property? Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. It is listed by Mike Dunn, Coldwell Banker Platinum Properties. If you want more information, again, give me a call. And that is the featured home segment brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. Check it out. They've got all the information. Every property anywhere near you, the information is right there, MySoCalLender.com. And as I've told you before, I don't sell real estate. I can put you in touch with people that do that. So that's what we do right here on Ron Siegel Radio. So we're going to continue our conversation. Lucas Smith is in the house. Got a lot to chat about. We don't have a lot of time, Lucas. We're going to chat a little bit about what's coming. Are you seeing foreclosures? Because everyone keep. We do a broadcast. Some people watch it. on the once a month, I have our millennial duo comes in, and there are a couple of ladies from our from Realty Pro 100. They come in there and chat about what the millennials are looking at, and they were telling me earlier this week when we were talking that one of the things their friends are all talking about, because they only have they've only experienced one recession in their lives,
right,
and that recession, real estate took a big drop. Now, we're in the middle of a recession right now caused by the pandemic. Do you think real estate is going to take another big drop?
No.
That was an easy answer.
Let me ask you, Ron, when was the last time you did a ninja loan?
No, but I've done Civa now.
Right.
So that's a... yeah. Right. Okay. So you're not seeing the... You don't see that as another big foreclosure market?
No, I don't. And there's two reasons behind it.
Okay.
Number one, these days, surprise, surprise, you have to qualify to buy a loan.
Wow. That you know, something that's a bit of a surprise right there. So you actually need this to qualify to... So you have to have some income or something along those lines?
Yeah.
Well, surprise.
It wasn't a big thing in 06, 07, but apparently now they're really big on that. You know, you got to have a job. You got to make enough money. So they're doing qualified loans.
Okay.
Right. That's the big one. The other one is the way the banks are processing the foreclosures. And the way they're handling them is a lot different. They're taking a lot more preemptive action when somebody gets in arrears, and getting that loan off of their books rather than waiting until it's all the way through the foreclosure process.
And just to make sure, because I do love giving great information on Ron Siegel Radio, if you've been in the process, and now there are people that are having hardships, and there are a lot of people having hardships, right? So the CARES Act did give you options for delaying payments, right? So you could have that forbearance process. You still have until the end of the year to file for a forbearance if you haven't already filed, which means you won't have a payment until the end of 2021. If you want more information on that, give me a call. But those people that filed in early, if you've got equity and you don't have a job, well, the idea then, and you're coming up on the end and you're going to have to start making payments in March or April or May, take preemptive action. Preemptive action means you call Lucas and say, what is my property worth? Can we sell it? Can I salvage some of my equity? And if you sell it while it's in that forbearance process, you're not going to kill your credit. You're not going to have a foreclosure on your name. And you're going to be able to get a maximum value.
Well, yeah, it's really at that point, it's about calling a certified distressed property expert like us and talking about your options about what puts you in control to protect your equity, right? Because one of two entities is going to make a decision about what happens with your equity. It's going to be you or your lender after they foreclose, and they only want what they're owed. Right.
So they don't care.
They don't care. Right. Once they get their money, they don't care. They're not obligated. They're only obligated to give you anything they make above and beyond that from the sale of your home. So it's about you being in control of the process.
Which is why it goes to auction. But auctioneers are going to sell. They're not, other than if you go with the auction, there's a couple of auctioneers that we recommend to you from Ron Siegel Radio. But with a distressed auction or a distressed sale at auction, it's going to the highest bidder, and those bidders aren't bidding very high.
No, and the start-to-bid price is only what's owed on your mortgage. So when we're talking about protecting your equity, we're talking about protecting what you have in the property, your investment in the property that you put in before whatever happened.
So you're going to get the maximum value for them.
Yeah.
They get whatever's above the lien amount.
Yeah.
And they can either buy something, they can put that in the bank and save it for when they're ready to buy, when they're more comfortable, when they get a job, when the world reopens in their realm. Right. So, but they're not losing all that equity that they've built up over 1, 5, 10, 20 years.
Right. And when that loan is paid off, they've brought that forbearance current so they can qualify again to buy something, because you have to bring that forbearance current. But by paying the loan in full when you sell the home, your forbearance then becomes current and you're qualified to buy. Am I correct on
that?
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you can refinance after you've made one payment on the forbearance.
Yeah.
Right. So that's not a problem. But the whole idea here is you're going to help them get that equity. You're going to help them put a plan together for life. Because I know that one of the things that you do, and I want you to talk about that, is you're not a transaction guy.
No. We, you know, I tell people all the time, I don't sell houses, I sell homes, right? Home is where I get to go and be with my family, and it's where we all get to go and be with the people who are important to us, right? And that's what's important to us. So we're going to sit down with an open heart and have a consultation with somebody and go over what options are available for them. Because moving's never a pretty option, right? It's only a last resort if we have to, right?
And if it is the right resort, then I know Lucas's process is to put you on a game plan to be back as a homeowner again now or sometime as soon as it's feasible for your family.
Yeah, yeah. Right? The process always starts with a consultation and then a communication with your lender as far as what they need out of the deal. So that we can best advise you.
Great information. If you want more information on this, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with Lucas Smith, your home sold guaranteed realty.
That's it. It's a long name.
And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day and join Ron Segal Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to John and Sean who are engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Segal Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsegalradio.com. Facebook.com/Ron Segal Radio. On Twitter @Ron Segal. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Segal 1 on YouTube. Hey, and remember my motto. Make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Ron.
On Ron Segal Radio. Something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere.